Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest, Paul Nolte. Good morning, Paul. Where do we start here? Is this a buying opportunity in the stock market?
Well, once we come in off the ledge, I think we probably have a little bit more weakness ahead of us. We should be seeing a bounce this morning. The futures are pointing a little bit higher. But I think at the heart of what is going on is Trump 2.0, very much like Trump 1.0, with the tariff talks that are on, off, how much, and some concern, I think, that the economy is slowing and potentially going into a recession sometime this year. And that's what's pushing interest rates down, and I think also the equity markets.
And the question is it temporary? Is the fear worse than the numbers? Of course, markets don't like uncertainty, and it's an uncertain time, isn't it?
It is. And, I would argue that, yes, you're right, the markets don't like uncertainty, but I think pretty much all the markets live in an uncertain world all the time. And I think what we have is a correction at this point. We should see the markets come down 5 to 10%. We haven't had a 10% correction since 2022. And normally you get it every year and a half to 2 years. So from a pure timing perspective, we're due for this type of a pullback. And the fact that investors have gotten very fearful very quickly, I think, argues for at least a short-term bounce here, as many investors have said, I'm done selling, putting it into cash. And that's normally an okay time to step into the market. Is it a long-term bottom? We'll see with the economic data whether the data gets worse or more of the middling numbers that we've been getting.
The word from the Fed chair was the economy is in a good place. So what's ahead? More rate cuts now for this year?
Yeah. That's what's interesting, too, is coming into this year, we thought certainly interest rates were going to be going up. They've come down fairly dramatically. We're down now 6-month lows on the 10-year bond. And we've actually put in, instead of 2 cuts, we now are pricing in 3 cuts this year. So even though the Chair Powell has said, hey, we're in a good place, don't worry, be patient, the markets are going, nah, I'm not buying it. I think the data is a little bit weaker than that, and we should be pricing in more rate cuts. If that were to come to pass, I think the only reason the Fed cuts is because of economic weakness, not because the inflation numbers have come down, and we'll get those numbers starting tomorrow.
Are the international stocks being affected? Because I know those have been looking good lately.
Oh, they've been looking terrific. For the first time in 10, 20 years, they're actually performing better than the S&P 500. And a lot of that is due to the lower dollar. We saw something similar to this in the late 90s, early 2000s. After the tech bubble, the dollar declined by 30-40%, and that really juiced international returns. And I think that's what we're looking at today, saying, okay, if you want to be in the international market, you're counting on a much lower dollar. And so far, at least this year, the dollar has gone down, and that has helped the international markets. The German DAX right now is at all-time highs for that particular market. So you are seeing investors rotate into those markets.
We are going to be getting some more inflation numbers soon. Will that affect what's going on now?
Oh, yeah. The expectation is for the consumer price index to come in at 0.3, and that is in line with a 3%+ annual rate of inflation, which is certainly above the Fed's target. Our thought is that if we get a print of 0.2 or below, we think the equity markets can really race. If the numbers come in at 0.4 or, heaven forbid, higher, then I think you could see the markets turn lower after a rally today. So tomorrow morning at 7:30, we'll get the CPI number. We'll get PPI on Thursday. So we'll get some pretty good reads on what is happening with inflation. And by extension, then, the Fed meets next week. and we'll see what they wind up doing in light of those numbers.
So, Paul, if one of your clients calls Murphy and Sylvester, now, do they just get a recording of you saying, long-term gains require short-term pains? Long-term gains require short-term pains. Is that what you have there at the office?
No, it's actually the first rule of investing. Buy low, sell high, and things have come down a little bit. So it's not a bad time to be poking around a little bit.
Good luck to us all. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right. Take care. Thanks.